Right, Peter, how are you doing?
John Davidson has a neurological condition known as Tourette syndrome.
Right hand side. Fuck off!
It's not known what triggers Tourette's, but in its most severe form, it causes violent body movements and outbursts of obscene language.
Fuck off!
Hey!
Oh, God.
In 1988, at the age of 16, John featured in a documentary at a time when Tourette's was a little-known condition. In 2002, age 30, we caught up with John and his continual struggle with Tourette's. There's still no cure, but 7 years on, has our increased understanding and acceptance of Tourette's made life any easier for John? The trip up the mountain isn't an easy journey. The track's narrow and Fernando keeps walking a little too close to the edge for my comfort. The mountain I'm heading for, Kawakapo, is considered to be so special that many Tibetans come here on pilgrimage every year if they can. It's one of the most holy mountains in Tibet. As we carry on through the forest, finally I get a first glimpse of the valley below. But wouldn't you know it, after days of travel and nearly 50 years of wanting to get here, the clouds have settled across the valley and the mountain is out of view.
I am without words.
The war to end all wars touched every family in the country. 90 years on, the shadow of loss still lingers. In a week-long series of remembrance, BBC One is helping some of the country's best-loved television personalities search for their own family war stories. Tonight, actor Matthew Kelly is on a quest to discover how his great-uncle died. Albert Nugent is one of 1,797 First World War servicemen buried or commemorated in this cemetery at Nidarsveren. Over 6,000 men who died as prisoners were laid to rest in Germany. After she'd been doing it for a year, it occurred to Linda that looking after Betty fell to her a lot because she was a woman. Betty was Brian's mother, not hers, and Betty had two other children, both sons, both unmarried men. No one had ever suggested that either of them should take a hand in looking after their mother. Betty had never much liked Linda, had sometimes hinted that Brian had married beneath him, and once, in the heat of temper, said that Linda was not good enough for her son. But still, it was Linda who cared for her now.